자꾸 실없이 있으면 나 픽 픽 yeah. 천천히 줄어가는 우리의 걸리 저기 말해 oh. 걸어갔던 내 맘이 조금 답답하지만 참는 자기의 복이 있잖아 찬스를 시작해 서로에 대한 얘기 어쩌면 어찌란 얘기들까지도 모든 길은 열어둬 선은 지원해줘 직구적은 못해 이대로 좋잖아
오늘 네 옆자리 나 널 웃게 해줄 사람 나
조금씩 마음을 풀어놔도 돼 알고 싶어져 알고 싶어져 너의 모든 게 다 사소하더라도 사소하더라도 알려줘 네 모든 걸
Action. 오늘 네 옆자리 나 널 웃게 해줄 사람 나
지금 심심해 난 말이 툭 왜 손이 바빠 대화가 끊기지 않게
Bobby. 마주가고 싶은 너에게 가로 세로처럼 취향을 말해줘 널 알아가게 마음과 마음이 닿게 손과 손이 닿게 쉬다가도 되나 나의 품에
오늘 네 옆자리 나 사람 나
기분 네가 좋아 나 모든 게 난 궁금해
oh yeah 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 oh yeah
자꾸 실없이 있으면 나 pick pick yeah 천천히 줄어가는 우리의 꼴리 저기 말해 oh. 걸어갔던 내 맘이 조금 답답하지만 참는 자기의 복이 있잖아 찬스를 시작해 서로에 대한 얘기 어쩌면 어찌란 얘기들까지도 모든 길은 열어둬 선은 지원해줘 직구적은 못해 이대로 좋잖아
오늘 네 옆자리 널 웃게 해줄 사람
조금씩 마음을 풀어놔도 돼 알고 싶어져 알고 싶어져 너의 모든 게 다 사소하더라도
사소하더라도
알려줘 네 모든 걸
Action. 오늘 네 옆자리 나 널 웃게 해줄 사람 나
기분 네가 좋아
as I could get without going home. Fall become spring. I'm upside down.
This is Chop Chop Hop Hop.
Eleven. Wow.
Was hab ich getan? Die Nacht besang, als könnte es noch andere geben, mächtiger als Vogelflug, Steinflug, tausend beschriebene Bahnen, Blicke geraubt und gepflückt. Das Meer gekostet, vertrunken, läuft. Eine Stunde, Seelen vergibst. Die nächste, ein Herzblick, nahe gebracht, ein Blick. Gefühl, das du nicht sprachst. Andere, ortlos, Schnee auf dem Schritt.
confusing radio for confusing times. Chop, 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 chop.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Thank you.
are listening to Chop Chop on WRCTEEEE.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Chop Chop is human music for human.
人類は滅びてしまったのかしら。この辺りが沖縄だった。
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Separate kid adamant skillful fluttering kite accurate noise create express rail barbarous letter. Chop 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 chop.
Magazine noted that from his house in Philadelphia, where the crimes were committed, heavy metal music blared day and night.
Mr. Zuhorn Rolo, hit that long lunar note and let it flow.
F1, F2, F off, F F F off, F off, 2 F off, F 2 F off, back to Russia, to Russia, back to Russia. F off, back to Russia. F off, back to Russia.
Minority rule is a uniquely American problem. In no other established democracy can partisan minorities thwart electoral majorities as consistently or as consequentially as in the United States. So other democracies around the world have become more democratic over the last century, eliminating 18th and 19th century institutions that allowed minorities to systematically thwart majorities. Only the United States retained most of its pre-democratic institutions. We need to democratize American democracy.
That's Stephen Levitsky, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Stephen Levitsky on tyranny of the minority. The United States is moving toward a multiracial society, but that demographic development has sparked an authoritarian political backlash. Powerful forces like things just the way they are. Our political system makes the U.S. vulnerable to minority rule. Perhaps the most undemocratic mechanism enabling minority rule is the antiquated Electoral College. No other country has one. The Electoral College has given the presidency to a candidate that received fewer votes multiple times. Most recently, in 2016, Donald Trump was elected president, even though Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. It almost happened again in 2020, where a shift of a few thousand votes would have given the White House to Trump, even though Joe Biden got 7 million more votes. Our guest today is Stephen Levitsky. He's professor of government at Harvard. He's the co-author of How Democracies Die and Tyranny of the Minority. He spoke at the University of Notre Dame in Indiana in December 2023. And now, Stephen Levitsky.
The United States is experiencing what regimes scholars call democratic backsliding. All leading global democracy indices register a decline for the United States since 2016 or 17. Just to take one example, Freedom House has a global freedom index, which scores all countries annually from a low of zero, North Korea, to a high of 100. A decade ago, the United States received a score of 92 out of 100, which put the U.S. roughly on par with the U.K., Japan, Canada, Germany. Today, the U.S. score is 83. That's tied with Romania and below Argentina. Now, that may seem shocking to you, but when you have widespread efforts to make it harder to vote, when you have violent threats against election workers and elected officials, and when you have an attempt by an incumbent president to overturn an election, you fall to the point where Freedom House considers you less democratic than Argentina. Now, this wasn't supposed to happen. Political scientists have discovered two seemingly rock-solid facts about democracies. First of all, rich democracies never die. The wealthiest democracies ever to break down, Argentina and Hungary, both had a per capita GDP of about $17,000 in today's dollars. The U.S. is four times richer than that. Second seemingly rock-solid fact about democracies is that old democracies never die. No democracy over the age of 50 is ever broken down. Even if we date the birth of our democracy at 1965, when we achieved full suffrage, U.S. democracy was over 50 when Donald Trump was elected. So we ought to be safe, but we're not. And we argue that the United States is undergoing an unprecedented transition, an historic transition, a transition to a multiracial democracy in which a previously dominant group loses its dominant status. That, we argue, has triggered an authoritarian reaction among a minority of Americans. But that's only part of the story.